Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. After an overnight snowfall, the weather today will be cloudy with a high near 37, breezy with a northwest wind gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. There will still be a chance for light snow during the day with total daytime accumulation of less than half of an inch. Tonight, a chance of flurries before 7 p.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 24, and on Friday, sunny with a high near 47. And in the news for today and our continuing coverage of the upcoming spring nonpartisan general election, which will happen next Tuesday, April 5th, today we look at the Viroqua City Council race. There are three contested races for City Council, Wards 4, 6, and 8. The candidates on the spring ballot on April 5th are Tanya Burka, incumbent, and Trina Shaner. Ward 6, Cindy Hubbard, incumbent, and Christine Brigham. And Ward 8, Crystal Welter, incumbent, and Mike Brudos. Also on the ballot are Gregory Splinter, running unopposed for Ward 2, he is also the incumbent, and Justin Running, candidate for mayor. Current Mayor Karen Mitchell ended a re-election campaign in February. Her name will still be on the ballot. Among the issues and decisions that faced the council during the four-year Mitchell administration were dealing with the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, creating a diversity board to address the concern of the city's marginalized residents following the police murder in Minneapolis of George Floyd on Memorial Day in 2020, the construction of a new city hall, the opening of a new police department headquarters, the rise of controversy over the thin blue line signage on that building, police officer badges and emblems on squad cars, the management of construction for extensive sewer and water lines on the city's east side, proposals for downtown traffic safety redesign, the development of a new business park on the north side with funds from federal disaster relief aimed at revitalizing rural businesses, and a continuing debate of whether to allow off-road ATV, UTV vehicles being allowed to use Viroqua City streets. With Mitchell's resignation, no other candidate will challenge Justin Running, who also sits as the chair of the Vernon County Board of Supervisors. Running's background is in local business interests as the president of Running Incorporated, which mostly manages transportation in the county with local taxis and bus routes. As Mayor Running would sit as the facilitator of city meetings and work with the city administrator Nate Torres and other city department heads. Following the 2020 census, county and city voting maps were redrawn, and this will be the first election where the new districts will choose their ward reps. Among the upcoming issues facing the council will be how to plan for affordable housing, addressing infrastructure sustainability in light of continuing climate change, implementing a downtown traffic plan in regards to pedestrian safety, and assessing how to use a recently announced $5 million contribution from the state through the Neighborhood Investment Fund grant. There continues to be rumblings in town that some residents want to try to bring back the ATV-UTV proposal back into debate with a new mayor and new council members who possibly could decide in favor of the proposal, which was defeated in a council vote last year. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.